Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're looking at something that trips up committees and agents alike, strata manager versus strata committee. Who's actually responsible for what in NSW?
And if you've ever sat on a committee or been involved in a scheme, you've probably seen this play out. Someone assumes the other person is handling it, and then nothing gets handled.
That gap is what this article is really about. So let's start at the top. Where does authority actually live in a strata scheme?
Right. So there's the owner's corporation. That's all the lot owners together. They own the common property, hold the funds, carry the legal responsibilities for running the scheme.
Everything flows from there. But the owner's corporation can't meet to decide every small thing, so they elect a committee to act on their behalf between general meetings.
And the article puts it simply, authority starts with the owners, is exercised through the committee, and is administered with help from a managing agent. That order is everything.
Hold that order in mind and most of the confusion disappears. Let's talk about the committee first, because I think that's where a lot of people are fuzzy.
Who are they exactly?
They're lot owners, volunteers, elected at the annual general meeting. They make the day-to-day decisions for the owner's corporation, direct maintenance, oversee the budget, set priorities.
And because they're owners themselves, they've got skin in the game. These are their homes, their money.
Right. And the article is clear. Engaging a strata manager doesn't change that. The committee still decides. The duties still rest with them.
Okay, so now the strata managing agent, because I think this is where things get really confused. People think they're the professional. They must be in charge.
That's actually the single biggest mistake the article calls out. The agent is a licensed professional engaged to administer the scheme, not to run it. They're a service provider, working to a management agreement and to the committee's instructions.
So what does that administration actually look like day to day?
All the practical running of the scheme. Issuing levy notices, paying approved invoices, keeping the accounts and records, organising meetings, writing up the minutes, helping with insurance renewals, coordinating repairs to common property.
So they make the machine run.
The article uses exactly that framing. The agent makes the machine run. The committee decides where the machine goes.
I like that. Give me a real example of how that plays out.
The article uses a roof repair. The agent gathers the quotes and presents them. The committee decides which to accept within its spending authority. Then the agent arranges the work and pays the invoice.
So the decision was the committee's, the administration was the agent's.
Exactly. And if the cost is large or unusual, it might need to go to the full owners at a general meeting. That's part of the normal rhythm of how schemes operate.
What about delegation? Because committees do hand things over to agents. That's kind of the whole point of having one.
Yes, and the framework allows for it. An owner's corporation can delegate certain functions to a strata managing agent, but they can't handle over the entire responsibility. Some things must still be decided by the committee or by the owners themselves.
And how do you know what's been delegated and what hasn't?
The management agreement. That document defines exactly what the agent is authorised to do on the scheme's behalf and what stays with the committee. The article says it's worth reading carefully.
Which I suspect a lot of committee members haven't actually done.
Probably not. And the article makes the point that if a committee doesn't know what it has delegated, it can't properly oversee it. That's when things go wrong.
So the accountability gap you mentioned at the start, it's really a knowledge gap.
Often, yes. The agent's role is to take the administrative load off volunteers who have day jobs. The committee keeps control of the decisions that affect their homes and their money. When those are clear, the scheme runs well.
And when they're not?
Accountability gets lost. Small jobs stall. The article says the single biggest mistake is a committee assuming the agent is responsible for everything because they're paid. They're not. The duties stay with the owners and their elected committee. The agent helps carry the load, not the responsibility.
That's the line, isn't it? Helps carry the load, not the responsibility.
That's the one to hold on to. The legal framework here is the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015, and the article is clear that for specifics you should confirm with NSW Fair Trading, because individual management agreements vary.
Okay, so for someone listening who sits on a committee right now, what's the one thing to do?
Read your management agreement. Know what you've delegated and what you haven't. That's the foundation of running the scheme well.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. It covers all of this in proper detail. Worth a read.
And Archer Institute has a Strata Members CPD course that walks through the roles, the duties under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015, and how delegation works in practice. It's online, self-paced, and written specifically for the volunteers running NSW schemes.
Nationally recognised training with real Australian-based support. You can reach them on 1800 069 273.
Thanks for listening.